as I was praying, you know, asking God to what to say this morning, and I really believe that one of the things that that God wanted me to share with you is simply, I'll say, this is the foundation of our walk with God. Praise God for evangelism. Praise God for mission. Praise God for discipleship. Praise God for everything that's happening. But I want to tell you, when you boil down everything, I want to remind you today that God is preparing a bride for his son. Praise the Lord. You know, we realize that the Bible says God made everything for his very own purpose. Means you and I were made for God's purpose. Which means, friend, in life we have a homework. Our homework is to discover the purpose of God for our life. But bad news to tell you, there's so many people that they live life. There's so many people that go to church, they have good job, but they never discover the purpose of God. Hallelujah. You know, life without a purpose, you know, when you don't discover the purpose of God, life is like a ship in the ocean without an engine. Can you imagine a ship in the ocean without an engine? Whenever, when the strong wind comes this direction, it pushes him this way. When the wind stops, he stops. And the winds, when the wind changes direction, it moves him the other way. So it's a journey without a destination. They go to church because it's a Sunday. They lift up their hands because other people are lifting their hands. You tap him by the shoulder, excuse me, why are you lifting your hands? Everybody's lifting their hands. Hey, why are you going to church this Sunday? Why are you going to church today? I born in the family, they go to church every Sunday. Now, friend, because of that, you'll be unable for you to choose which direction to take. You'll be pushed by people. You'll be pushed by circumstance. You'll be easily distracted and many times confused. You'll ask a lot of questions. You'll blame God and you'll blame people, and you end up creating a lot of enemies. Not only that, always questioning and doubting yourself. You'll only move in by what other people will tell you to do, but to you, you cannot. Oh. That's why when something happened, Pastor, can you come? You kind of, I don't know whether I really have to make the decision or not. Hesitant and fearful of making mistake, and you end up always want to be perfect. And I realized something in the journey that God is taking me through. The biggest mistake I'll ever made is when I do nothing. You know why I do nothing? You know why we do nothing? Because we're scared of making mistake. You know why we're scared of making mistake? Because we want to be perfect. You know, when you want to be perfect, you realize you are imperfect. That's why I just cannot do anything. If I were to pull Pastor Conan up today, I believe he's going to tell you the same testimony. I believe this movement, this fellowship, has reached this far, not because everything we did was perfect. We reached this far because of the many mistakes we made. But it was through those mistakes we learned our lesson. But praise God, we never allow those mistakes to put us down, but they become a stepping stone to move us forward to where we are today. Hallelujah. I've traveled with many people. I begin with some of them. And a lot of them, they've stuck in the starting line. They're still stuck there. You know what they're waiting for? They're waiting to be perfect and they'll start. They didn't realize they're getting old, but they cannot do anything. I'm so scared. I'm going to fail. Please, I'm waiting for that moment. But friend, when you know the purpose of God in your life, when you know the purpose of God, I want to tell you something. It's like a ship in the with a destination. You know where you come from, you know why you're here, and you know where you're heading. Praise the Lord. You're heading in a set direction. Yes, challenge will come, but challenge will never deter you from a destination. But challenge will shape you up to reach your destiny. Praise the Lord. But we don't know purpose. Any challenge come, you're heading this way, and there's a distraction. Oh, I think I have to go this way. But when you know the purpose of God, it's a journey with a destination. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only that, friend, one thing I learned is you're less likely to be distracted. Why? Because you know where you're heading. Praise the Lord. Things are going to happen around you. Praise God. But they'll never deter me from where I'm heading. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You'll be less likely to be distracted. Not only that, confident and open to help from others. And more likely, you'll always try to do new things. Praise the Lord. You're ready to take the risk. Why? Because you know your God. Even if I were, if you call me to walk on the water, I'd walk on the water. If I end up at the bottom of the swimming pool, no problem. He's going to lift me up. Praise the Lord. But man, I'm so scared to jump to the pool. But this morning, I'm going to share with you, I believe, briefly from the scripture, about the three greatest questions in life. I'm going to speak on this morning. This is what I really believe that, I felt God want me to share with you this morning. The three greatest questions in life. The question number one is a question of existence. Why am I alive? The second question is a question of significance. Does my life matters? And then that question is a question of intention. What is my purpose? Praise the Lord. I'll say that again. I'm going to share with you this morning the three greatest questions in life. Question number one, the question of existence. Why am I alive? You're going to look through the scripture and what the Bible says about that. I believe it's important. Praise the Lord. Second question I'm going to speak on this morning is a question of significance. Does my life matters? Young people, I want to assure you this morning, you know, as we walk through the scripture this morning, you know, there's so many things that are happening in the church today. They're very religious, but they're not biblical. But I believe it's important for us to know a biblical base of what we do. We need to know what the scripture says. Everything we do need to be based on the scripture, because the only truth is the word of God. There's no one, nothing else. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to talk about this morning, the question of intention. What is my purpose? And we'll look through the scripture this morning. I want to tell you, at the end of the scripture, at the end of this service, you can agree with me, yes. Yes, there's a purpose why I was created. Yes, my life is significant. My life matters. That's why I cannot make foolish decisions in life. Praise the Lord. Now, friend, I want to remind you this morning, as the scripture reminds us in Proverbs 16, verse 4. Reading from can we read this? Can everybody? Oh, you have a scripture with you, right? The Lord has made everything for His very own purpose. As I mentioned before, We were made for God's very own purpose because we are part of that everything. So in life there is homework we need to discover and understand. Now I want to remind you this morning, friend, that we are not ordinary people. We are someone special in the plan of God for such a time as this. Because I want to remind you today that you don't begin on your birthday. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says long before he laid down the earth's foundation, he knew you. Long before I laid down the earth's foundation, I knew you. And he placed you. Message translation. If you have a message translation this morning, go with me to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. It says, long before I lay down the earth's foundation, I have you in mind, and I place you to be the focus of my love, and it is my love that made you whole and holy. Amen. Long before I lay down the earth's foundation, I have you in mind. I knew you, and I place you to be the focus of my love. Say with me, say this with me, I am the very focus of the love of God. Not only that, and it is my love that made you whole and holy. Now every time you want to detour away from that blueprint of God, the love of God bring you back. Even when you walk down a rebellious road, he never crucified angels. He crucified the darling of heaven. Why? Because of you are the focus of the love of God. No, this is the foundation of the earth. This is the foundation. Then creation on that foundation. The Bible says, long before I laid down that foundation, I knew you. And I place you to be the focus of my. So he already focused on you. That is you. Now he starts to create. He creates things and he places things the way they are today to remind you every day that you are the focus of the love of God. Praise the Lord. Friend, we were created to be loved by God. We were created to know that Creator God is our lover. You know, many times we're so bogged down with things. You know, sometimes we wake up in the morning and we worry about this, we worry about this and that, and we totally forget that Creator God loves you. Friend, it's the grace of God. We look up, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. It's grace. It's grace. It's grace. Right in the set of grace, it's you. Breathe in, everybody. It's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. And many times we worry about what people will say, we worry about what the world will say, and we forget that Creator God is your lover. Friend, we were created for nothing else. We were created to be loved by God. We were created to experience the love of God. Friend, remember this, God didn't create you because he needs you. We were created out of God's very own pleasure. Amen. Why? Because God wants to have fun with you.
Hallelujah.
Can you think about this? God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Complete, total. I mean, oneness. Did they lack anything?
No.
No. And then out of that completeness, hey, let's create man. Not because they need you, because they want to have fun with you. Out of his very own pleasure. We were created out of God's very own pleasure. Praise the Lord. Amen? Now, this morning, I want you to know that. That we were created to be loved by God. And he settled on you before he created. You know why the trees are there? You know the palm trees are there. You know why? There's a sun in the day and the moon in the night, a twinkle, twinkle. There are more than twinkle, twinkle, little star hanging in the sky somewhere. They are God pointing at you saying, I love you. Praise the Lord. Christians are there to remind you. I believe there are people in this church this morning need to be reminded afresh that Creator God is your lover. You need to be reminded today that God loves you. And he wants you to experience that. He wants you to enjoy that. You know, many times we still, under the blanket, we worried about these things. We still even pull a blanket out. We start worrying about this. Sometimes even wake up from the bed sweating. Worrying about this, worrying about that. And we forget. God loves you. Praise the Lord. We'll talk more on that this morning. Second question is a question of significance. Does my life matter? We learned this morning that we were created by God to be loved by him. We were created to experience the love of God. We were created to enjoy the love of God. And right there, the Christian of God are there to remind you every day that he loves you. Praise the Lord. That's why the palm trees are waving at you every morning. That's why you're still lying in your bed, you hear the roosters crow miles away, and you hear the birds start singing, and you hear the dog barking. They're all yelling at you, hey, you are the focus of the love of God. Amen. Amen. Anyway, look outside and see the trees. Praise the Lord. In the night, you can look up and you see the bird, maybe the flying fox flying, and even the stars twinkling. They are there to remind you that you are the focus of the love of God. Amen. That is who you are this morning. The second question, a question of significance. Thus my life matters. Come with me to Isaiah chapter 44 verse 2. Isaiah 44 verse 2. Remind us of the scripture this morning. The Bible says, I am your creator, God. You are in the care of my hand even before you were born. Okay, think about this. A small baby living upside down inside a bag of water inside your mommy's tummy. Hallelujah. For 9 months. Hallelujah. A little baby living upside down inside a bag of water inside your mommy's tummy for 9 months. Don't try to understand that. It's going to blow your mind up. But the Bible says, I am your creator, God. You are in the care of my hand even before you were born. Does my life matter? For creator God? I mean, while I was still there living upside down inside a bag of water inside my mommy's tummy, his hand was already there. Does my life matter? You answer. I don't know. Praise the Lord. This is another scripture that will blow your mind. In Psalms 139 verse 16, the Bible says, your eyes saw my unformed body. In your book, every part of my body were recorded, and the time for them to be made, while none of them were made yet. Hallelujah. And the translation, when I was still a substance, your eyes saw me. And in your book, every part of my body were recorded, and time for them to be made, while none of them were made yet. In Fijian, it says, hey, what does that mean? When you do a word study on that, this what it simply means. When those few million sperm come through the tunnel, the big eyes of God detect the very one you are riding on. And he makes sure all other sperm fails, but the one you're riding on hit that egg. He say, when I was still a substance, your eyes saw me. And in your book, every part of my body were recorded, and the time for them to be made, well, none of them were made yet. You know, when I walk into this room today, you know what I saw? I saw a bunch of champions. Amen. I saw a bunch of winners. Amen. Tell a friend, I'm a champion. Because out of the few million sperm, God saw the very one that you're riding on, and he makes sure all other fails, but the one you're riding on hit the mark. You are the winner. You are the champion. You know what? Remember, from day one, the devil has been so jealous on you. Every time he see you, boy, there goes the focus of the love of God. And then again, he know that you are a champion. And every time you wake up, he'll tell you, oh, you are a loser. You amount to nothing. You are nobody. No way. This Bible says, I'm a champion. Amen. Tell a friend, I'm a champion. Hey, you better be a champion. Walk like a champion. You talk like a champion. You live like a champion. You die a champion. Yeah. Some people, they walk into the church this morning. Amen. Everybody praising God. We are not losers. We are champions. The Bible says, when I was still a substance, God, your eyes saw me. And in your book, every part of my body were recorded. And the day for them to be made, well, none of them were made yet. Friend, we are not only champions, we were made by a book. We are original. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 33 verse 11, it says, his plans for you endures forever, but his purpose is eternal. Does my life matters? For God to tell me, Va, my plan for you is everlasting. And my purpose for you is eternal. Amen. Long before I laid down the earth's foundation, I knew you. And I placed you to be the focus of my love. And it is my love that made you whole and holy today. You know what? I am your creator, God. You're in the care of my hand even before you were born. Hey, you know, my plan for you is everlasting. My purpose is eternal. Amen. Wow. When you were still a substance, my eyes saw you. You know, in my book, every part of your body were recorded. The time for them to be made, well, none of them were made yet. Wow. Wow. Does my life matters? Yes, I believe my life matters. Our life matters. That's why God, even while you were still spitting around inside the bag of water, his hand was already there. His plan for you is everlasting, church. And his purpose for you is eternal. So I believe God wants to encourage some people today. Maybe you're going through a situation and you really start to blame God and this and that. You know, friend, I want to tell you today, many a man's plan, but God's purpose for you will always prevail. Amen? Hallelujah. Friend, I believe our life matters. We were made to last forever with God. We were made to spend eternity with God. You know, he even go ahead in the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. It reads, when this tent we're living in, our body here on earth is torn down. God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home he himself has made, which will last forever. Wow. Wow. My plan for you is everlasting. My purpose is eternal. You know, even if the tent you are living in is ruined, don't worry. I already have a house for you. Amen. Not made by men. I made it so that we can live together forever. Amen. Friend, this journey is for eternity. Tell a friend, we're heading for eternity. That's why it's very important in life, young people, that we don't just make decisions anyhow. Because this life, something that I've learned is that the life we're living in is just a scratch. Eternity to eternity. From eternity to eternity, the life we're living in is just a little scratch along the long line. Some live it for 30 years. Some for 40 years, some for 80 years. But you know what? It's just a little scratch. But at the end of the line is eternity. That's why it's very important in life to make right decisions, that decisions that will help us reach our eternity instead of being trapped by those decisions and miss out on the eternity that God has for us. Amen. That's why it's important for us to know. Know that I have traveled and I've seen a lot of people that have trapped in the foolish decisions they make in life. Even these are people who've been in the church all of their life. Praise the Lord. And I pray this morning, I'd like to encourage the young people today. Let's learn to make right decisions. That's why we need to feed ourselves the word of God, so that, because temptation will come our way. But I've learned that temptation is just like a knock at the door. Temptation is not sin until you stand up and open the door and say, come in. Friend, I want to remind us, this journey was from eternity to eternity. Praise the Lord. But this life you're living in is just a little scratch. But I pray that God will help us to make right decisions in life, so that we won't miss out on the opportunity, on the things that God has for us. Praise the Lord. Last question this morning, I would like to ponder on this. The question of intention. What is my purpose? Praise the Lord. We have learned question number one, question of existence. Why am I alive? I'm alive to be loved by God. I'm alive to experience the love of God. Praise the Lord. Second question, the question of significance. We come to learn, yes, we were made by God to last forever. That helped me to make right decisions in life so that I can spend eternity with God. Hallelujah. His plan for me is everlasting, and His purpose for me is eternal. Hallelujah. And the last question that I would like us to ponder on this morning is the question of intention. What is my purpose? Friend, in life is like a big house with 5 rooms. Praise the Lord. And in that 5-room packed with God's purpose for our lives. And there are so many people who are so excited about the purpose of God for their life. And then it seems like they're standing out there in the car park, and you met them. Hey, you are so excited. What's happening? Man, you see that big house? They have 5 big rooms. And God packed those 5 rooms with His purpose for my life. And what about you? I'm just walking around the house. The house is packed with God's purpose for your life. But your life has been spent, instead of walking to the house and opening those rooms and enjoy the purpose of God, their whole life has been spent walking around the house. Ngay laura inyo dimba tu inda kun vale. Lala tu no mutanga. Lala tu na kete muda tu na ulumu. Sinayu na katunga na vale na kan vale tiko. Praise God. I'm just speaking in tongue, no problem. Speaking in tongue. I hope somebody will interpret you. Hallelujah. How many house? 1 house. How many rooms? 5 big rooms. Packed with God's purpose for our lives. Okay, maybe a few things that can cause a person not to get into the house. First, you need to discover there's a door into the house, right? You need to identify the door. Praise God. I don't know why Conan is laughing, but I'm good. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the Bible says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and knowing Him is understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and knowing Him. Friend, I want to assure you this morning, you can know the secret things of God. Praise the Lord. Through knowing Him. Amen. Because knowing Him is understanding. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16, for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in Him and find its purpose in Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when I believe the key
to unlock the things of God in your life is through Christ. Christ is the only way into the purpose of God. Praise the Lord. That's why we will always challenge you as pastors and leaders that we need to see our time alone with Jesus as a number one priority. Our strength is not in the ministry. My strength is not in my position as a pastor. My strength is not in how many sermons I preach in a week. My strength is not in how many nations I travel. My strength is not in how many souls I want into the kingdom. No, my strength is found in the presence of God by spending time with God. You know, friend, I want to warn the church today. You know, many times we can be too busy with the work of God, but we don't have time with God. And become a delay tactics of the enemy in the church today for us to focus on our family devotion, to focus on our cell meeting, to focus on our district meeting, to focus on our Sunday service. But we kind of cover down the most important thing, that is your time alone with God. Praise the Lord. I believe the key to unfold the secret things of God in your life is spending quality time with God. Friend, we cannot substitute our time with God with programs. We cannot substitute our time with God with ministry. We need to spend more time with God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I wanted to just do a little nap to your friend. How is your time alone with God? I'm not talking about your family devotion. I'm not talking about your cell group. I'm not talking about your church service. We're born into Christian church. We know how to do it. But the issue is, how is your time alone with God? Even some people don't have family devotion. In the cell group, boy, in the cell group, woo! Church service. But your strength is not in the church service. Your strength is not in your cell group. Your strength is not in your family devotion. Your strength is in your time alone with God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I believe this is the key. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and knowing Him. We need to go deeper in our relationship with God. We need to know Him more. Praise the Lord. Because I believe He has the key that will unfold the secret things of God. We'll come to understand. As we go through the scripture this morning, we come to understand a few things. We come to learn that we were put on earth for five purposes. We were planned for God's pleasure in the place of worship. And we were formed for God's family in the place of fellowship. And we were created to become like Christ in the place of discipleship. And we're saved to serve God in the place of ministry. And lastly, we were made for mission in the place of evangelism. Amen. But the key here is the first room. We were planned for God's pleasure in the place of worship. Friend, I've learned I am a worshiper first before I can be a pastor. I am a worshiper before I can be a missionary. I am a worshiper before I can be a father at home. I am a worshiper before I can be a good mother. I am a worshiper before I can be a good driver. I am a worshiper first before I can be a good businessman in the marketplace. Which means I carry on my role as a husband in an attitude of worship. I carry on my role as a pastor in an attitude of worship. I carry on my role as a missionary in an attitude of worship. Amen? So worship is not about music. Worship is not about a few minutes on a Sunday morning. You come to learn worship is 24/7.
becoming a living sacrifice in the presence of God. Friend, something I've learned, that we Christians, we don't go to church because we are the church. This is not a church. This is a gymnasium where church come and meet. You know, when does the church begins? Church begins when you walk out the door. That's when church begins. In a Monday, in a Tuesday, in a Wednesday, in a Thursday, in a Saturday, Sunday, when you come in, stop church, open the door, come in for fellowship. We come and talk about and testify of the faithfulness of God while we were doing church. But some people, they say, man, I can't wait to go to church on Sunday. We're not a Muslim boko. Man, I can't wait to go to church on Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's another set of teachings altogether, the five rooms. But you know, as you understand, when you come into that intimacy with God, you'll realize that your first purpose in life is to be a worshiper. Praise the Lord. And then I was talking about the other rooms. Now, we were planned for God's pleasure in the place of worship. We were formed for God's family in the place of fellowship. We'll come to understand there are certain levels of fellowship. It's more than membership. It's friendship, right? It's a kingship. Praise the Lord. We die for one another. But some people, they're just church member. No, it's more than being a member. You go deeper and you become a friend. Hey, we are more than friends. It's kingship. We can stand for one another. But some people, because they're just members, oh, don't worry. He can carry his own load. Don't worry. But when you know the different level of fellowship, oh boy, I tell you, what a good place to be. Amen. Then we come to understand about the dead room, that we were created to become like Christ in the place of discipleship. Hallelujah. This is Christ. And this is, you're supposed to be right there. But the problem, because of sin, we are somewhere here. So it is that process God is making us so that one day we can fit to marry His Son. And that process is called discipleship. Hallelujah. Come follow me, I will make you become. Oh boy, it's not easy. God's way, not your way. Friend, I can tell you stories of experience with God. And one of the things I have learned in my work with God is to always have that L plate on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, Pastor Mike, I don't need an L plate. How many years now I've been going to church and this, I don't need an L plate. Oh, brother, you don't have a weakness. You have a big problem. Because I've learned something in my journey in working with God that I'll always learn. As a leader, we'll always need to know that we always learn. We'll always have that L plate, because the moment you lose your L plate, you lose a right to lead. Why L plate? Because we need to learn from God every day. We have good plans, but God have the better one. Amen. It is that teachable spirit that causes you to hunger more for God. And you just want to seek Him more. Praise the Lord. Not only that, we need a higher place so that we can learn from the experiences that God will allow us to go through. Oh boy, some of those experiences, they're not easy. Amen. I've been through some fiery furnace in my walk with God. I've been through some mountaintop experience. I've been through some of those valleys. There were times I feel like throwing the towel. There are times I feel like just quitting. But the secret I've learned is never let go of your L plate. Because when you have your L plate, when you go through a situation, you say, God, I know you're teaching me a lesson. What is the lesson you're teaching me through this? But if you don't have your L plate, you end up bitterness towards God and you start blaming people and this and that and that. You'll never appreciate the goodness of God in the experience that He'll allow you to go through. And the last thing why we need our L plate
Because of the people, the different people that God is going to allow to walk with you. Because some of them are going to rub you on the wrong side. Some of them are going to step in a big toe. See? You know why those people are there? They are there to be your sandpaper. You know sandpaper? There are different grades of sandpaper. You know, some sandpaper, when they're on the table, you think they're a normal piece of paper. They look like a normal piece of paper. But when you start rubbing your hands, they realize, oh, it's a sandpaper. But some sandpaper, once you see it, you know they're sandpaper. You can see those pieces of glasses. But you know, you need to know something. God knew you, and you know the grade of sandpaper you need. Praise the Lord. You can turn to your friend and tell him, you know, you are my best sandpaper. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to rub each other. Amen. That's why you need to have a helper. Otherwise, somebody around you rub you on the wrong side and you don't have a teachable spirit. You end up in a big fight in the church. There were a lot of big fights in the church today. They just closed down a church in Suwa. They walk in the Sunday morning and they start this big talk and they end up beating each other. And so they have to grab somebody into the police cell that morning. That's why, you know, that's a good thing. And the experience that you've learned with God, always have your helpmate. Praise the Lord. Need to learn from God, need to learn from the experience that we go through every day. You need to learn from the people that God will bring across your path. They are there to help you, a person that God wants you to be. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, this morning, my friend, to conclude, yes, we do have a purpose in life. And we can only know the purpose of God by getting closer, by getting serious, by getting intimate in our relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll understand one of the things that we'll really discover, our role as a worshiper. Because other things, we talk about fellowship, we talk about discipleship, we talk about mission, all these things are just an overflow. Remember, I want to warn the church. You know, today's churches are focusing on other things. I hear churches focusing on mission. Remember, mission is not our focus. Mission is just a tool that will help the church better focus on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Discipleship is not our focus. Discipleship is a tool that will help me a better worshiper. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because at the end of the day, friend, it's God preparing you and I to be a bride of his son. Hallelujah. It's about worshipers. Praise the Lord. As we learn this morning, before we can be who we are, first, we need to know we are a worshiper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's not about a church. It's not about me. It's not about how many nations. It's not about how much money. It's about God. It's about God preparing you to be a bride of his son. Yes, this morning we have learned we were created to be loved by God. Let's experience the love of God. Let's enjoy our relationship with God. We've come to learn, yes, all that matters. We were created to last forever. This journey is for eternity. Friend, church, I want to encourage you. Please make decision that's based on the word of God. We don't just make decision anyhow. Let's pray and seek God. Hallelujah. Why? Because this journey is for eternity. Praise the Lord. We're going to last forever with God. I mean, this tent is going to be expired. The Bible says, even if the tent you are living in is ruined, don't worry. I already have a place for you. House that was not made by men, it was made by my hand so that you can live with me forever. Amen. Friend, this life is just a scratch. So therefore, don't make decision that will cause you to be trapped by this scratch and to miss out on the eternity that God has for you. Do I have a purpose? Yes, I have a purpose in God. That's why I need to get closer. I need to get deeper in my walk with God. Friend, if you're not going to be serious now, then when? If not here, then where? If it's not you, then who? Praise God. No, we'll be challenged by the very speakers to come. They'll challenge us on mission, on evangelism, on discipleship, on this. Praise God for all those. But those things are not my destiny. They are tools to help me reach my destiny. What is my destiny? Eternity with God forever and ever. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I want to thank you for today. God, thank you, Lord, for this fellowship. Thank you, God, for reminding us today. It's all about you. Hallelujah. It's about you preparing a bride for your son. But thank you, God, for reminding us today that we were created by you to enjoy relationship with you. Father, we are so sorry at times. We focus on many things, on other things. But realize, God, you have provided, bless us with other things to be tools that will help us focus ourselves better as a true worshiper in your presence, oh God. Father God, thank you for reminding us, Lord, that we come from you and we are here for you. And after this life is eternity with you. And Father Lord, we know, God, that it's not only us. Father, you know you want many people. You want many people, God, to spend eternity with you. That's why you always challenge us in the area of evangelism to go and share your love to other people, to be a blessing, to be a platform that will use so that other people who don't know you will come to relationship with you, so that we can, our church can grow bigger and larger, so that many people will stand as a true worshiper prepared for you. But I want to thank you, Lord, for the different people who have bring this far. But thank you, Lord, for encouraging your children this morning. Yes, God, it's been a journey, but I pray this morning that you don't only take them forward, God, but you take them to another dimension in the walk with you. Father God, I pray this morning they'll continue to break our heart in the very thing that's breaking your heart. Father God, draw closer to us, closer to you, into the place of intimacy, so that we can continue to hear your heart beat afresh. God, thank you, Lord, for the women's ministry. God, we thank you, Lord, for the men's fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for the youths, oh God, for the Sunday school. Thank you, Lord, for the pastors, oh God, and the leaders. God, I pray, God, that you'll help us today to understand, oh God, our role as a worshiper. Every day of our lives, oh God, they will continue to carry on our role in the attitude of worship. God, this church will come to understand worship isn't just more than music. It's more than a few minutes on a Sunday morning. But it's when we become a living sacrifice in your presence 24/7. Father God, thank you, Lord, for calling us into the place of worship. God, in whatever we do this morning, oh God, we vow to worship you. Hallelujah. While our eyes close, let's all rise into the presence of God. Let's all stand to our feet this morning.